From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In Haiti, not much faith is placed in the army's promise of proper security for the November elections. The fiery Haitian Roman Catholic priest, Father Aristide, says only the United States can control the army. And Amnesty International criticizes Guyana following 5 state executions last month. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Following an army promise to guarantee security, Haiti's Electoral Council has scheduled the long-awaited elections for November 4th. It was the army's failure to provide security that led to the violent abortion of the November 1987 election attempt, when dozens of voters were killed while standing in line at polling booths. One person who is unconvinced by the army's promise this time around is Mrs. Louis Roy, wife of Haiti's Council of State President. She says given the current wave of killings, she and many others will stay indoors on election day unless the army shows a real commitment to the provision of security.
I don't see myself going to vote in those conditions because they're killing every day, they're shooting every night, even during daytime. So we want security first. And the army has promised so many times, and we still have no security. How can we go and vote like that?